this sort of situation. They had their own law, seemingly in Black Bottom. If they wanted somebody to come out of Black Bottom, they would get in touch with Mr. They used to call him King Black Bottom.
King Black
Bottom. And if you go down, if a person did something worth going down there and getting, bringing a bad stigma on Black Bottom, he'd go down and get up and bring them out. Hmm. No problems at all. Jump in his great big old car and go on down there and Black Bottom, King Solomon.
It's something else.
All right, well, the stratification there was based on sort of a social prestige instead of an economic so much. It was kind of you were talking about the Black communities now. We were talking about the Bahamians versus you got the Black Bottom, which is kind of a violence oriented or illegal oriented or whatever the...
Right. It was social stratification based primarily on where you were from.
Okay.
Okay. Of course, you know, you had the right to move out of Black Bottom if you wanted to move out of Black Bottom, but it just seemed as if most of the Bahamians lived, to the out of Black Bottom. Black Bottom may have been about two blocks long or something like this, and in that particular area you found the people other than those people born of Bahamian descents, you know.
Okay.
People from other parts of the quote-unquote the world.
Okay, what about the Cuban areas now? Were the rich Cuban neighborhoods and poor Cuban, or were they all just mixed too?
You've got to look, there's a time thing here with the Cuban neighborhood. Miami was not heavily Cuban. We had, you know, a few Spanish-speaking people, but primarily Puerto Rican, but there were no Cuban neighborhoods until after the Castro crisis.
'60s.
In the '60s, right, when the Cubans came in masses, and then they started developing their neighborhood, that Cuban stratification, as far as being of whether or not there is a difference in the neighborhood accordingly. I don't really see one. I think they all start out in what we call Little Havana. They all start there.
Where's that located?
That's west of Flagler.
Okay.
You're going. If you took Flagler, Flagler would be the main drag in Miami.
Downtown
Miami, and you just go west of there, and you start running into it.
That's the area. I think I was told where you said Washington High School, or was it Washington?
Booker Washington's close to. Yeah, Booker T. Washington was close to it. Yeah, beyond Booker T. Washington.
And that was originally a Black neighborhood?
Right, most of it was. Well, Booker T. Washington, the area in which Booker T. Washington sits in is what we call Lower Town. That was a Black neighborhood.
Okay.
All right, now, on the other side of that, or shall we say on the other side of the Miami River, is where you'll find your heavy Cuban population. Now, prior to that time, though, that was strictly a heavy Jewish neighborhood.
Oh, okay. Now, was it an upper stratified Jewish neighborhood or lower?
It was a middle, lower.
Just a mixture community.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It was and not a ghetto. Well, it might have been ghetto in the older sense of the word.
Could have been.
In the sense that it was just an ethnic neighborhood.
Right.
So we had Overtown, and was there a name for the Jewish community?
No.
A slang name or anything?
Nothing that we could remember. No.
Okay, and you had Coconut Grove, and you had Black Bottoms, then you had the White Grove area.
Yeah.
And then did you have other white areas that were considered upper class neighborhoods or exclusive neighborhoods, north or south or downtown?
The farther you went, shall we say, up from Coconut Grove going towards the town was considered a white area and primarily exclusive in nature. Of course, you said your Coral Gables, the land that was closer to the sea and the Grove was, of course, white. Then Coral Gables, downtown, no, I don't think so. I'm trying to pull it in. Just before you got downtown was a low class white area. That was just before the Miami River on the other side of